Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. At least three souls died and more than a dozen were injured as severe weather ripped paths through Louisiana. A tornado touched down in New Orleans around 4 p.m. Wednesday local time, and more than 40 tornadoes were reported across the South in the past 2 days. Louisiana Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser on CNN.
The latest I got last night, there was about 50 people that couldn't go back. Their homes were completely destroyed. We're moving trailers to our state parks to try to house those people close to where they live.
The Federal Reserve continued its battle against inflation by raising its benchmark interest rate to the highest level in 15 years. The Federal Open Market Committee vowed to jump the overnight borrowing rate a half percentage point. The rate now sits at 4.25% to 4.5%. Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
Reducing inflation is likely to require a sustained period of below-trend growth and some softening of labor market conditions. Restoring price stability is essential to set the stage for achieving maximum employment and stable prices over the long run.
The Pulitzer Prize Board is being sued because of supporting the now debunked Russia collusion narrative.
The former president's filed a defamation suit against the Pulitzer Prize Board. This over the 2018 National Reporting Prize it gave to the New York Times and Washington Post. The papers were honored for coverage of the alleged collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia during the 2016 campaign. The suit was filed in court in Okeechobee County, Florida. I'm Richard Johnson.
20-year-old Jack Sweeney used publicly available flight tracking information to tweet every time Elon Musk's jet took off and landed. Elon Musk has blocked the Twitter account and says he is taking legal action against Jack and claims it put his son at risk after a stalker blocked his son's chauffeured car and climbed onto the hood. Musk announced people's real-time locations will be suspended on Twitter as it's a physical safety violation. This is USA News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam. Works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene. 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W. 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya. 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Ryan Salame, a top executive of FTX's Bahamas subsidiary, warned that country's securities authority days before the company filed for bankruptcy of customer fund transfers to Alameda Research, a cryptocurrency trading firm tied to FTX. Securities Commission Executive Director Christina Roll requested that the Financial Crimes Unit of the Royal Bahamas Police Force open an investigation into the subsidiary based on the warning of the FTX digital chairman. Lawmakers want a social media platform to have an age rating verification before being allowed to download the app.
Google and Apple are being asked to raise their age ratings for TikTok by Republican state leaders. 15 state attorneys general sent letters to the CEOs of both companies. Montana's attorney general saying the teen or 12 plus rating is too low because the app promotes drugs and alcohol use, glorifies eating disorders, and encourages illegal and dangerous challenges. I'm Tim Berg.
A Rasmussen poll of 1,000 registered voters this week reveals that more than two-thirds of the country would favor a full-throated investigation into the origins of the COVID-19 virus, along with the role Dr. Anthony Fauci might have played in the release of the coronavirus. According to the survey, 44% view Fauci on unfavorable terms. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez with you. And, you know, we've been talking about the over-sexualization of our culture. And it's, boy, our kids are right in the crosshairs of it all. And this latest story in, you know, coming out of Chicago. Well, if this doesn't raise your ire, I don't know what else we can do and what else it's going to take. But America's citizens, we the people, have got to take a stand against this insanity and the attack on our kids, the innocence of our culture. According to this report, a Chicago private school has been distributing queer sex items to students. You heard that right. Chicago private school has been distributing queer sex items to students. Here to tell us more about it is George Carneal. He is the author from Queer to Christ. George, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. Glad to be back.
Well, break this down, George. I mean, what age, what classes, what grades are the queer sex items being distributed to?
This is happening in elementary schools all the way up to high school. I have actually seen an outline of the curriculum from K through 12 of every year of how they will indoctrinate the children. They are not only passing out satanic coloring books, because there is an after school Satan club that is trying to get into a lot of the public school systems. But for this recent undercover investigation by Project Veritas, where they were actually passing out butt plugs, anal lube, and dildos. I think that's what it was. The sickness of what they are passing out. And I know that several parents have been confronting the school boards and actually reading paragraphs from these children's books under the guise of education. They are so sexually explicit, it's embarrassing to even listen to the parent read it. It is so sexually explicit. And the cartoons in the books actually depict these sexual acts of little boys and girls having sex with each other. And they talk about everything from anal and oral sex to masturbation, transgenderism, and homosexuality. I don't understand why there hasn't been a mass exodus of children from the public school systems by these parents.
Exactly. Now, is this primarily in Chicago, or it has the investigative report from Veritas verifying that this is more widespread than we realize?
It's more widespread, and they've also, if you go to their YouTube channel, they've actually exposed several liberal teachers who admit that they are indoctrinating the children all across the U.S. One in particular said, "I know that I only have 9 months to indoctrinate that child when they are put into his classroom." So they know what they're doing, and they are very proud, out, and loud about trying to push this pronoun gender insanity crap and all the other stuff that is destroying the lives of these children.
Exactly. Well, George, I had referred to a report that I think was out about 3-4 months ago, where this teacher was proudly stating that 43% of her kids in her class were trans. How do you come up with that figure? I mean, is there something scientific, matter of fact, or is it just kids raising their hands saying, I feel like a trans today, and so she comes up with some, you know, some round figure estimate that 43% of her kids are trans?
You're dealing with idiots, Bill. You know, these kids, how can a child decide, oh, today I'm a male or I should be a female? You know, I wish the public would understand most, yes, there is a small minority of children and young adults who are struggling with gender dysphoria, and they really need our compassion and empathy, and they need counseling. But a lot of this is really people just jumping on the bandwagon because they need to feel special or they need attention or they're not getting what they need at home. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of them are also feeling pressure because it's to be heterosexual is seen as boring. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of girls in churches where I've had pastors and teachers tell me that even the girls are feeling the pressure to experiment with bisexuality. So it is being indoctrinated and shoved down their throats to the point of where these kids can't, they don't know if they're coming or going. Right. And I will give you just a quick example. When I was from about 13 to 16, I went through a period of where I wished I was a girl because I was wanting a boyfriend. I didn't want God to hate me. I wanted my dad to affirm this. Mm-hmm. But it was a phase, and thank God I moved through it and that I didn't live today because I would have been adamant that I'm really supposed to be a girl and probably would have destroyed my life by taking the cross-sex hormone.
Well, and this is what we're hearing. I mean, I'm not hearing, and help me, George, if you know differently, but I'm not hearing any success stories from these young people who have been exposed to, you know, puberty blockers, who have actually had their bodies mutilated. And of course, you know, this is getting to be a big business at $100,000 a throw to disfigure a child's body. Boy, some of these doctors, I mean, this is the next best thing since abortion.
Exactly. If people want more information, they can go to YouTube and type in transition regret and listen to the number of young boys and girls whose lives have been devastated by this. And what the media will do is paint it as if, oh, it's these conservatives and Christians who aren't supporting these individuals that's causing them to commit suicide. But if you look at Sweden, where it is a very liberal country and they are very supportive of the trans movement, the whole LGBT agenda, mm-hmm. the suicide rate, even for the transgenders over there, is astronomically high. It's because you can't change your gender, and now you have young boys who've been castrated, who've had their penises removed, or the girls who've had their breasts and their internal organs removed, regretting it. They missed their breasts. They've had botched surgeries, infections. There's a lot of complications that come from these surgeries, and this is what the public is not being told. You cannot change your gender.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the other thing that, you know, we've been bringing to mind here, George, is the fact that, okay, so you cut off some body parts, but your DNA within you, intricately woven into your being, screams out that you are one gender or the other. There's not enough chemicals, there's not enough surgery that can eradicate what God has designed in each, you know, each unit of his creation. And so it's, these supposedly are medical professionals, you know, scientists that know better, and that they're going to just say, oh, we're going to deal with this on a surface level. And if we remove their breasts or cut off their penises, that suddenly they're going to feel better. No, this is just so reckless what they're doing to these young people.
Exactly. But like you say, the medical professionals are getting very wealthy off of these children. And the children are left to have to pick up the pieces from these devastating surgeries and the cross-sex hormones, et cetera. But what you just said was common sense, and we know that most liberals really don't operate with common sense. It's all about their feelings. But sadly, most of them are going to have to pick up the pieces from devastating lives having followed this madness.
George, and they pick up these pieces, they're alone. I mean, Joe Biden's not going to be there. Kamala Harris is not going to be there to hold their hand and help them out. I mean, they're on their own.
Yes, exactly.
I'll tell you, that blows my mind, and it just grieves me all the more to consider the future and even the present of what some of these young people are faced with, George. And
yes,
here we are.
They're apparent. Yeah. There are parents who support it still.
Right. You got it. All right. Well, look, we got to go to a quick break. We've got more from George Carneal. He's the author of Queer to Cry. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If your refrigerator, your washer, your dryer, or any other major appliance in your home breaks right now, do you have an extra $1,000 laying around to fix it or buy a new one? And hey, that's on the low end. Wouldn't you rather spend a dollar a day and make sure all the major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced? Then call the Home Service Club right now for a free quote and a free month. Trust us, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You could spend a dollar a day and have the peace of mind and the coverage for all your major appliances. Or you could be prepared to shell out thousands of dollars or more without protection. So call right now and get a free quote and a free month. Call right now.
800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. That's 800-238-9153.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
About 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Good to have you with us as we continue to march forward on your behalf, fresh and independent, bringing you the news and the topics that you're not going to hear on everyday media, okay? This is why we're so grateful to be on this independent network so that we can pursue the truth no matter where it leads. And the truth of the matter is our young children are at risk here. And the question is, where are the parents? Where are the parents to protect our kids. I mean, this is so incredible right now. And you hear me talking about this because at every turn, no matter what the topic, we are being led down this road of destruction by the tyranny of the minority. There is a minority of people, woke parents, who think it's okay. You know, if a kid feels like it's okay to a young boy, he wants to channel his female side or however they want to put it, and goes into a girl's restroom and then ends up raping a girl, you know, somehow that's just, you know, the cost of doing business in this transgender world. Do we really want to pay that price? Well, the fact of the matter is some parents and some young girls and boys are paying that price because common sense and intelligence, for some reason, has left the building. I mean, who opened the door and let common sense and morality, you know, head out into the desert somewhere while our kids are left defenseless and under attack and influenced by these tyrannical minority figures? As George Carneal was saying, the shocking thing is the parents of these, we say the woke parents, are participants in all this. You know, George, what blew me away here recently, I was seeing this, this presentation of a drag queen story hour. And the drag queen, which is nothing more than a man dressed as a woman, you know, jerking around in a very sexual, provocative manner in front of young kids. I think there were kids there probably, somewhere maybe even 3-4 years old. And the parents are giving dollar bills to the young girls to put in the waistline of this drag queen. Are you kidding me?
Exactly. I want to say I lived with a drag queen. I know drag culture and what parents don't understand. This is not a cute thing at all. What it's doing is it is slowly grooming the children to believe that this is normal. And when the kids go into the gay lifestyle and they go into the nightclub and they are around the drag performers, it is a very adult-oriented show. It's filthy, a lot of swearing. You, of course, have got the drugs, the drinking, I mean, the alcohol, the sex stuff that's going on even behind stage. You even have predators who are in the clubs. And so when your young boys, especially who are going into this environment, they are ripe for the picking. And once a person gets involved in that life, what people don't understand is what you're being told by the media and Hollywood, which is sanitized. Mm-hmm. I and others are exposing the reality of what happens to an individual once they become fully immersed in that life. And I discuss that in my book. It's not X-rated, but I don't sugarcoat it. It's important for parents to understand your children are being groomed to move into this lifestyle that is going to destroy them mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually.
Yeah, I was talking with Jonathan Kahn about this topic specifically, and I asked him, I said, Jonathan, there is something so addictive about sex. And we were talking about the spirit, you know, the spirits of the past that are now coming back and why this sexual revolution and what it does to our minds. I mean, this is probably one of the most dangerous addictions that anybody could have. You know, it just seems that it won't let go. I mean, you know, time and again, we hear of celebrities admitting to sex addiction. And the way it's put out there, it's, I mean, there's a lot more to be said about that. But anyway, yeah, I'm sexually addicted. And then they move on. Well, but wait a minute, pause. Wait, what, how dangerous, how bad is this to where our sexual addiction influences every aspect of our being and our futures, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I was consumed with sex, as so many of the gay men and lesbians too. In that culture, I mean, it's nothing for gay men, even like myself, to sleep with hundreds of guys because you're looking for something to fill that void that only can be filled with Christ. Mm-hmm. And so many have a sex addiction. They're addicted to porn, drugs, alcohol. It's really a difficult life to get out of, but it also happens in the heterosexual community. But I just want to say, Bill, if there are Christians or parents who want more information, they can go to my website, George Carneal, CARNEAL.com. And if they go all the way to the bottom of my website, you'll see a lot of resources really exposing a lot of this stuff and hopefully can give us some guidance and kind of navigate this minefield. It's going to destroy the lives of these children. They must right. wake up and get their kids out of these public school systems.
Well, and adults such as yourself, George, have come to that moment like we all, regardless of what we're dealing with. Nobody is perfect here. We all have had issues and are having issues that we deal with. You know, the yeah. Bible's clear that nobody escapes without sin here, all right? So we're not pointing right. fingers. What we're pointing to is hope, and that is Jesus Christ who came to save and redeem us. I mean, this is the answer. I mean, people are going, oh, we need an answer for this government. We need an answer for all this crazy. Well, God already sent us the answer. Okay, so what are we doing about our relationship to Jesus and accepting the gift that, again, we'll be reminded of, you know, this Christmas day?
Yes, and I'm reminded of the scripture, I think it's in Matthew, but, and I'm paraphrasing here, mm-hmm. when God is very clear about those who harm the children, it's better for them mm-hmm. to have a millstone around their neck and drown
exactly.
in the sea. People better wake up and take notice. If you're supporting the Democrat Party and their policies, and you support this agenda, you're going to answer to God for it, because it is harming these children. There's no ifs, mm-hmm. ands, or buts. You can't change your gender.
Well, let me say this, George, because, yes, there's no doubt that this is at the doorstep. More than a doorstep, it's in the tent of the Democratic Party. But I'm also yelling at the Republicans, because what the hell are you doing? What are you doing? Are you throwing yourself across the transom of this diabolical behavior from another political party? Or are you just turning your head and just saying, well, you know, if I say something, they're not going to let me go to those Beltway cocktail parties. And those are really important for me because you know, I've learned early on that it's all about getting reelected. So I can't ruffle too many feathers here. But meanwhile,
exactly.
our kids are under attack. So we can't look to any of the, you know, political machinations for saving on this deal. And the American people have to wake up, and the job that you've been doing, our good friend at Veritas, what he's, you know, O'Neill, what he's been doing. I mean, this is what's needed, because if we're going to solve the problem, we first have to know how bad the problem is, right?
Yeah, and imagine, you know, with what has been uncovered, imagine what hasn't been uncovered.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even imagine what other stuff could be forthcoming or things that are going on in the school system that we have no idea what's happening.
Right, exactly. And James O'Neill, I meant James O'Keefe.
James O'Keefe.
Yes, right. So I misspoke, so forgive me, but you know who I'm talking about here. So, you know, they have been at the forefront with citizen journalism, and the reason citizen journalism had to rise because our journalists, our professional journalists that are protected by our First Amendment right, have subrogated and abandoned that right, for political interest and political gain and bias. I mean, which is, you know, disgusting, and it infringes on everything that we hold near and dear to us, which is our freedoms.
Yeah, God help this country.
Amen, amen. Yes. Well, George, again, remind everybody where they can go for more information. Because you have so many resources there available at your website.
Correct. My website is George Carneal, Carneal, N-E-A-L, and the book From Queer to Christ, you can find out more information about that and a lot of resources on the website as well to help.
Well, George, thank you so much for the information. Appreciate the courage that you've exercised on behalf of freedom for all people. Thank you. Take care.
Thank you. Thank you, Bill. Bye-bye.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right Right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
USA News Update. The Federal Reserve continued its battle against inflation by raising its benchmark interest rate to the highest level in 15 years. The Federal Open Market Committee voted to jump the overnight borrowing rate a half percentage point. The rate is now 4.25% to 4.5%, Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
Reducing inflation is likely to require a sustained period of below-trend growth and some softening of labor market conditions. Restoring price stability is essential to set the stage for achieving maximum employment and stable prices over the long run.
A severe storm that started on the West Coast last weekend continues wreaking havoc on Thursday, sweeping through the Midwest, Plains, and Great Lakes with blizzard conditions, freezing rain, while spawning tornadoes. Over 12 million people across the United States were under winter storm warning or advisories Thursday morning. Lance Pry, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
During the COVID-19 pandemic, nearly 100,000 monkeys from Asia, Africa, and South America have been bred on squalid farms or snatched from their homes in the wild, shoved into cargo holds, and flown to the United States. Those who survive the immune-crushing journey are trucked to undisclosed quarantine sites for 31 days of testing and observation before they're transported to laboratories across the country. Can you imagine that? You know, some have arrived dead. Many more have died during quarantine, and others have cleared the quarantine period and been shipped off to laboratories despite being infected with deadly pathogens. The disease risk posed by the international monkey trade is so well known that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention banned the importation of primates as pets in 1975, yet importation for experiments has continued. Given its disease threat and the failure of invasive and traumatic experiments on animals to lead to treatments or cures for human diseases, PETA is calling on the National Institutes of Health and the CDC to shut down the monkey abduction pipeline and stop rolling out the red carpet for the next pandemic. Dr. Lisa Jones Engel, she's a senior science advisor on primate experimentation for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, PETA. Dr. Engel, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Thank you very much.
Well, you're saying that disease monkeys imported for the United States laboratories is how this next pandemic could begin.
Absolutely. This primate experimentation industry in the U.S., which is funded by taxpayer dollars, is actually part of the global wildlife trade in endangered species. And it's greedy, it's unspeakably cruel, it's violent, it's deadly. And there are actually U.S. companies who are allegedly engaging in illegal activities and really recklessly exposing the U.S. public to zoonotic disease risk, all while feeding the labs, the end users, whose experiments on these diseased and distressed animals kept in these tiny cages have consistently failed to produce any meaningful improvements in human health. This has to stop.
Yeah, we're talking tens of thousands of monkeys here, right?
Every year?
Exactly. Every year. So during the pandemic, 100,000, and the vast majority of them were a species called the long-tailed macaque, you know. And so this monkey is naturally found in the forests and villages and temples of Asia. You know, they're minding their own business over there, being an integral part of the ecosystem, a part of the web of life. And then these U.S. companies are setting up shops there, and basically there are entire countries in Asia now where these monkeys are gone.
Yeah.
And recently, the global authority, the IUCN, the International Union for Conservation of Nature, uplisted this species of macaque, the long-tailed macaque, to endangered, and they pointed the finger directly at the extraction of these animals for use in the primate experimentation industry. And the U.S. is the number one importer.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I was shocked to see what's happening in my state of Florida, Dr. Engel. You know, Tell our audience about that, how a Chinese company, John Laboratories, has purchased 1,400 acres of land in Florida to participate in this international monkey trade.
Exactly. So, Joanne, they're doing their best to try to establish this facility there. The consequences for the animals are horrific. The consequences for the folks in Levy County, who've made it very clear they do not want this horrific facility on their land. They don't want to hear the screams of the monkeys. Yeah. They don't want to experience the monkey feces and blood and urine and saliva that will be certainly spread out into the environment and picked up by other wild animals and then possibly transferred to the folks who live around that area. They know that this is not where these monkeys need to be.
Exactly. Why is our CDC going along with this? I mean, I understand they're frequently clearing the CDC-mandated quarantine period, despite remaining infected. I said the CDC, but it's obviously this industry that's doing this.
And that's the key. You know, even I've spent 40 years in this industry, working in the biomedical industry and also in importation. And I always thought that this 31-day CDC-required quarantine took place at CDC facilities. Mm-hmm. It doesn't. It actually takes place in the facilities of the importers themselves, the folks who just spent hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars,
right,
to get those monkeys from Asia here. The conflicts of interest that are present that really just the sooner you get the monkey out of that 31-day and sell it for 30 grand to, you know, to the NIH or to a National Primate Research Center, the sooner you make more money. So
exactly.
The safety net of a CDC quarantine, someone's moving the safety barriers on that because, again, whether it's days, weeks, years, or months, the literature is really clear. These animals are getting out of these facilities, the quarantine, and then showing up with these deadly pathogens that should have been caught.
Yeah, you got the wolves guarding the hen house, so to speak, here? Is that what it sounds like to
That's
me?
That's exactly what is happening. This industry talks about, oh, we have so many oversight, oh, we have to be registered, oh, we have to be licensed. They're basically doing whatever they want until, I mean, I don't know if you've seen the recent Department of Justice indictment of two U.S. companies that were basically co-conspirators in the illegal importation of wild macaques. The curtain is being pulled back on this industry now, and we need to keep doing that.
Exactly. We're talking with Dr. Lisa Jones-Engel, Senior Science Advisor on primate experimentation for PETA. Dr. Engel, you mentioned this earlier, and I want to give you a little bit more time to unwrap this because, you know, you think on the surface, okay, there's got to be some good in this. But when you're looking at the science and the data, you're saying that more than 90% of the experiments on animals fail to lead to treatments for humans. And more than 95% of new pharmaceutical drugs that test safe and effective in animals fail in human clinical trials. Why are we doing this?
Yeah, it's the scientists, they justify inducing these extreme harms to these primates with this promise of discovering this reliable information that's going to lead to new treatments or cures for humans. But here is well documented scientific data showing that these critical species differences in like the general physiology, the immunology, the neurology, the genetics, the gene expression between humans and non-human primates.
Mm-hmm.
That and the kind of the broad and often unacknowledged impact of these animals being kept in cages underground, what that does to their physiology and their behavior.
Uh-huh.
You add that on top to the inability of the primate experimentation industry to produce healthy, pathogen-free, well-characterized primates, means that the data that are emerging from these experiments it's not scientifically valid, it's not reproducible, and it's not translatable to humans.
Well, Dr.
So
Engel,
continuing to, okay. Yeah.
All right, I'm sorry. We've got a minute left, and I wanted to give you time to talk about the research modernization deal. Explain to our audience that.
So the PNAS put together the research modernization deal a few years ago, and what we're talking about, it emphasizes that epidemiological studies, cutting-edge computer modeling, molecular simulations, 3D printed human tissues, microchips lined with living human cells, these are the 21st century approaches to research that improve health. And this, not only are these tests more humane, they also have the potential to be cheaper and faster and more relevant to humans. But decades ago, we didn't have some of these techniques. We have it now. And so we actually see the FDA Modernization Act, which is moving through Congress. A lot of the language in that Modernization Act mirrors what we saw in PETA's research modernization deal.
Mm-hmm.
It just passed the Senate with bipartisan support, unanimous support.
Right.
This is 21st century science.
This is good science, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. What we would identify as good science. Dr. Lisa Jones Engel, Senior Science Advisor on primate experimentation at PETA. Where can they go for more information, Dr. Engel?
Your listeners can go to PETA.org/stopmonkeyimports, all one word. You can read the documents that we've been amassing. You can see some of the videos. These videos are tough to see, but this is the reality of the industry. And then with a couple of clicks, you can send an email to the CDC asking that they shut this door on this monkey abduction pipeline.
Exactly. Dr. Engel, thank you for your time. Appreciate it. Take care.
Thank you.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Have you heard about Vine to Bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vine Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
You know, this is the thing about hope, right? And this is the season for hope, as we're reminded that, with all the hope that we had, God delivered on His promise. And we're reminded of that this season, and may be a great revelatory understanding that this Christmas would be the best Christmas ever for you. I'm Bill Martinez, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Wadi Gatan is joining us. He's a national spokesman for the Libra Initiative. Wadi, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill. Great to be on. Appreciate the time.
Well, definitely. Well, it looked like this bipartisan bill that was in the works is kind of, I ran out of gas, huh?
Yeah, look, let's be honest. The topic of immigration is always a difficult one. That cannot be denied, right? We look at everything that we're seeing at the border, and we can go into those details, but we understand that there's a need to reach a solution, but getting to that solution is difficult.
Yeah.
The negotiations were started by Republican Senator Tillis out of North Carolina, and then when these negotiations started, it included Kristen Sinema, Democrat from Arizona, but now, we've all seen the news that Kristen Sinema has left the Democratic Party, has said that she won't, that she won't identify or be registered or be representing as a Democrat member of Congress. She has moved over to independent. And that has taken, if we're being honest, that has taken some steam from what we've seen. Democrats now are saying that they don't feel that they can necessarily trust those negotiations and can trust what comes out of there, which we believe is wrong. We believe mm-hmm. that good solutions should be adopted by both parties, not mattering if it's a Republican with an independent. This is an opportunity for Democrats to come to the table, in my opinion.
Well, if you're intentional and you want to handle, you just love to they love to fundraise off it. I mean, they don't want to cut off that profit center for themselves. They're rewarded to keep the conversation going, not to solve the problems. That's the unfortunate, premise that we're dealing with in the incentives. When it becomes an incentive for them to do something about it, in terms of being able to, raise money or do the things that politicians do, then they'll solve this problem. But, they just keep going around in circles because, as you said, it's complex. But like anything, you have to take it on. You have to be intentional. You have to want to solve the problem and start taking it on one bite at a time instead of trying to make it so comprehensive. It's not going to happen. But if we start chipping away at it a little bit here, a little bit there, before you know it, we'll have the problem solved. But otherwise, we just keep going round in circles on this thing and frustrating people. And politicians, continue to fail us because they're supposed to be our representatives in this democratic republic, right?
I think you're spot on. You actually mentioned a couple of points there, Bill. And to hit on some of those, one, you mentioned that, it's tough to do this comprehensive all at once. We agree with that. We agree. We think that Senator Tillis and Kyrsten Sinema have done a good job at looking at two priorities within the immigration system. One is border security. What are the resources that Border Patrol agents need? What are the technologies that, that they're lacking, right? If we think of almost anything run by the government, they typically don't have state-of-the-art, new technology, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the reality at our border. So we need a bill that makes sure that, our Border Patrol have the resources on the technology end, on the vehicle end, same on the just the funding. So there's a lot needed, a lot of reforms needed. And they grabbed border security and they said, let's pair it with, dreamers, kids who were brought here, as children, and that that decision to come here was made for them.
Mm-hmm.
So they said, let's bring in these two issues that would bring both parties to the table, and there's support on both sides. A lot of polling shows that Republicans, when there's a bill that requires dreamers to register with the government, it requires them to pass a background check. It requires them to be either enrolled in school or be in some type of employment in good standing.
Mm-hmm.
That Republicans support some kind of legal status for dreamers. So
you can't leave them
going.
Yeah, you can't leave them in the shadows like this. I mean, and of course the issue that you have to consider here, dreamers. We're talking, anywhere from, young children all the way up to, 49 years of age? Are they still categorized as dreamers?
They are, yeah.
Right.
And the reason why they're categorized is it's when they entered.
Exactly. And I get that. And I get that. But I want to get them out of the shadows like you do. And to me, this is a no-brainer issue. Donald Trump offered them the opportunity. Nancy Pelosi didn't because it wasn't politically expedient and advantageous at the time. See, this is the thing that's so disgusting about this stuff. You know, Wadi, you and I keep talking about this, and I appreciate that we're keeping it out there in front of the people all the time. But America, we the people are getting frustrated because these legislators, they're playing a game with people's lives here. It's like a game of hot potato. And these are real people. These are lives that need to be resolved so that we can move on. And as far as the border is concerned, I think two things they ought to do is forget about the government doing. I'll guarantee you this, Wadi. If we privatized it and we put it out as a proposal to industry, they would have that wall up within 12 months. They would have all the technology there. And, we will hire it out do it. And I think the best way to do it is make sure the government's not involved. Because the government's involved, they're going to pick winners and losers. They're going to have their buddies come in. They're going to overcharge us as opposed to having somebody at the ground level. Same thing like what happened with Obamacare, if you remember. Barack Obama, we had local people ready to do a website for Obamacare, right? And it was going to be less than $1 million. Well, Barack Obama and his team said, oh, no, we have to do it. We have to control it. They put up this website that wasn't even working. It was a mess. And I think we the people paid over $17 million or something we could have got for less than $1 million and would have been more effective. See, this is government at work. Get them out of there. Do that. The next thing, and I've been shouting from the timbers on this ever since. I mean, this has been for the last almost two decades. That really, if you're serious about this immigration issue, what we ought to do is this, is we lease employees from the Mexican government. Anybody that comes across the border, you know, they've got to go through the Mexican government. They got to register with them, and we will lease the employees, like, you know, a lot of businesses are doing today, right? In order to get them health care coverage and masks and do all these other things and not have to deal with, you know, all the government paperwork and everything, you'll have central agencies that control the employees, at least the paperwork, so to speak, and they manage that part of it. We could have the same type of system, and then at that point, guess what? The Mexican government looks at the people coming across the border as assets. What do you think they're going to do in resisting the cartels? What do you think they're going to do in the flow of, you know, of laborers coming into the market? This is an asset to them, and they will be rewarded for handling that, and American businesses will pay a fair price for labor coming into this country, you know, kind of a little bit of a reform and update to the old Bracero program, if you remember that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, hey, I think those two, and this, in my humble opinion, would make a huge immediate difference. It'll get politics out of the way, and we could be on the road to resolving this. But this is probably going to upset the apple cart because they can't fundraise off of those two issues like that.
Yeah, and you're spot on. I mean, what you mentioned about, you know, those legal visa immigration reform is so important. Because if we're honest, a lot of individuals, you know, they come to this country for the economic opportunity. And the reality is a lot of industries like agriculture look for people. They need people who are willing to move, live 3 months in California for lettuce and almond season, then move 3 months to Washington State for apple picking season, then 3 months in Florida for oranges. So the ag industry, they have this need, and these individuals are able to come in, you know, unlawfully, and then they're able to find employment. If we had, like you mentioned, like the Bracero program, an updated, modernized version, where we had a legal system where we could connect farmers, ranchers, and folks in the ag industry to willing workers, that would diminish the demand or the opportunity for people to come illegally and find employment. People could come temporarily, work in the different seasonal jobs, and then if they wanted to go back home or stay to the next seasonal job.
Exactly.
Those are the kind of conversations we could have. And today, if I'm not mistaken, Senator Bennett, Democrat, grabbed a bill that was started by Republican Newhouse, Republican Dan Newhouse in the House, and he grabbed and created a version for the Senate that would actually start doing a little bit of this, reforming our ag visa system to meet a lot of the demands that we currently have. And that would honestly help with a lot of the barriers and the reason why we're seeing increases in food prices. So hopefully these are conversations that will continue to be ongoing and get to a place where Congress can vote on some of these items.
Mm-hmm. Well, we got to be intentional about it. Again, I sound so cynical when it comes to our government. I understand that it moves slowly, and it should, but this is ridiculous. I mean, we've been chewing on this bone long enough. I mean, it's near petrified. Leave it alone. Let's go and have the people out there that can have this happen. Again, if it was sponsored, I don't care. Put billboards up there on those sections of the border wall. You know, let it be a free enterprise. I'll bet you that border would be up, you know, lickety-split. And we would begin to realize what it's like to have a secure border and a national country once again. What a novel concept, right, Waddy?
Imagine that.
Amen. Waddy Gaetan has been with us from Libre Initiative. Thank you, Waddy.
About the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get...